Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, local plan consultation deadline extended. The Clanfield Wombles have been out and about. Ukraine podcast on Shine offers a cup of cold coffee. And we'll round up this week's local job opportunities. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A 22-year-old man's been charged with murder after the death of a woman in Leicestershire. Police say the victim is yet to be formally identified. Gregor Bold from Burbage has been charged with murder and will be at Leicester Magistrates later today. The mother of a woman who vanished in Edinburgh 6 months ago has made an emotional plea for information to find her.
Tish is a brilliant mum to our three beautiful children, and we're all sick with worry. Tish is my friend as well as my daughter, and it's hard to find the words and not knowing where she is or what has happened to her.
Police in the Scottish capital fear that Kasia Smith may have come to harm. A woman in the West Midlands has been arrested on suspicion of the murder of a 10-year-old girl. According to reports, the 33-year-old woman in custody was believed to be known to the child. They were found with injuries in Sandwell. A police cordon is still in place around the address, and West Midlands police say they're still in the early stages of their investigation. Jeremy Corbyn says he's going to be taking legal action against Nigel Farage. Corbyn says the GB News presenter made a highly defamatory statement about him. The MP for Islington said he wouldn't let disgusting and malicious lies go unchallenged. Celebrity Big Brother's returned for its first season on ITV. Two former X Factor judges were the first to enter the house, and it's safe to say they like the look of their new accommodation.
It looks nice.
It looks, I said it looks very
sexy.
It's really
big.
It's very big, isn't it?
It's very big.
This is Big Brother.
Sharon Osbourne and Louis Walsh have been joined by the likes of Firm Britain, Lauren Simons and Ekin Sue. And in sport, Arsenal made history with a 6-0 win at Bramall Lane in their game against Sheffield United. Mikel Arteta's side are now back within 2 points at the Premier League summit, having seen title rivals Liverpool edge past Nottingham Forest and Man City defeat Man United. Mikel Arteta's men knew they had to respond at the championship-bound Blades. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm George Ike.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Phil Humphreys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Local plan consultation deadline extended. EHDC have extended the deadline to take part in their local plan consultation until 5 p.m. on Friday the 8th of March. Due to a technical fault, access to their online consultation website was interrupted for short periods on Saturday morning and again on Monday morning. Residents were still able to read plans and comment by email during that period, but due to the outage of the online platform, they have decided to extend the consultation period. You can read the plans and leave comments online at ehdclocalplan.commonplace.is, or you can send them an email at localplan@easthants.gov.uk. The Clanfield Wombles have been out and about. I spoke to Sally, the chief Womble, about their efforts to tidy litter south of Butser Hill and where they were targeting.
We are going to Horndean Exit, Delpeace, Catherington, Clanfield Village, the cycle path down past Hampshire Hob, round Horndean, all the same old black spot areas. Between 20 and 25 volunteers each month. We'd like everyone to do their part. The shops, if they could all keep their frontage clean. Clanfield Pill Park, if the football team could clear up after they've played their matches.
And if somebody wants to join you on the litter picking, how do they get in touch?
If you go through Clanfield Parish Council, my details should be on there. And we meet at Morrison's 9:30 on a Sunday every 4 to 5 weeks.
Ukrainian podcast on Shine offers a cup of cold coffee. Shine Radio is working with Ukrainian journalist Iva Repnetska to bring information and a reminder of home to Ukrainians with a podcast to air here soon called Cold Coffee. She told me about it.
I live in UK since 2022. Before I think, oh, maybe I can come back in Ukraine, but no. Now I understand my Ukrainian community need help too, but not just English language. And now in Hampshire lives near 400 in Ukraine. And I think it's very important, Ukrainian language, Ukrainian culture. My podcast, I want not talk about problem. I want remembering good time when we listen good music, what we have tradition about food, about celebrations. You feel much better, I think.
And finally, here's Isaac with this week's roundup of the local job opportunities around the Petersphere.
Bentley's Dog Groomers in Petersfield is looking for a dog grooming assistant on a wage of £7.47 to £12 an hour. You'll be working at least 25 hours a week, and a genuine love for dogs is a must. South Downs Care is looking for a care assistant on a wage of £11.50 to £12 an hour. Full-time roles are available at 36 hours a week, and part-time roles are also available at 18 to 30 hours a week. Experience is preferred but not required, as free training and qualifications are provided. And finally, Gale's Bakery is looking for a barista on a wage of £11.10 an hour. You'll be working full-time and apprenticeships are available, where you'll earn your Hospitality Barista Level 2.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning for me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be a cloudy day for most of the day today. Sun rises at 6:39 a.m. and sunset is at 5:52 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 9 degrees today. Winds are northwesterly with speeds up to 9 miles per hour. And down on the water, high tide of 3.6 metres is at 6 a.m. and low tide is at 11:34 a.m. The UV ratings are low. And then into Wednesday, where it will be partly cloudy, changing to sunny intervals by late morning. Have an amazing day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Solwood Lane remains closed today and Island Farm Lane is also closed, both with diversions in place. Bereton Link Road underpass has two-way lights in operation today and the overnight slip road and lane closures of the A3 are back. That's from 8 o'clock tonight and that's both directions from Bearlands. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, call us, phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. The Petersfield Seed Swap is your chance to plant some ideas for your garden.
Or on your allotment, Claire.
Of course, Steve. We'll be there to help you pick up some inspiration and advice.
And enjoy some specialist talks from experts.
Helio Bowling will be in town to help you start a cut flower garden.
And I'll show you how to plant an amazing veg plot.
Plant some ideas with us at the Petersfield Seed Swap.
It's on Saturday, the 9th of March at Winton House in Petersfield Town Centre.
And it's funded by the UK Government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund.
And you'll find more details at shineradio.uk.
Happy gardening.